Thank you. Jesus, and all that he's done for me. Surely my soul cries out, hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me. How many glad to be saved? How many glad that you have the Lord on your side? Amen. We do thank the Lord for that. Amen. We thank God for my wife being here. We thank God for all of you. Amen. As they said earlier, we thank God for all those that helped participate yesterday in the family, friends, and Friday, the backpack giveaway. Amen. It was truly a blessing. Amen. God did something great. Now the gift that we had to scatter for the fair in Troy. Right? He said, they don't have to go to the scatter for the fair. They can just come to Agape Apostolic Church. Train rides, hip line, this line, and that line, and every other line. Amen. But we do thank the Lord. And we thank God for the witness and the testimony that we were on yesterday. Several people, as a result of getting talked about, wanting to get back in church, and that's what it's all about. Amen. It's all about encouraging souls to go to church. I met one lady, she said, why is the street blocked up? Oh, they have an event going on at the church. She said, that church always got something going on. That's a good testimony. Amen. Always got something going on, because we're trying to be a blessing to the community. We just thank God. We continue to pray for Evangelist Carraway, amen, and Bishop Leon Williams, as he said, we'll be leaving the meeting after church. We'll have a visit with him. He's at the Westchester Medical Center. So we just thank God, amen, that for God being a keeper. How many have a testimony as a keeper? Now, I know we worked hard yesterday. We might get a little tired. But this Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord, if God has done anything for you, you ought to tell the Lord thank you, amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let us stand at this time for our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading, we're going to read from several different places. But we're going to start off in 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, verse 2. Then we're going to go to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 4, 7 through 10, and 12 through 13. Amen. God has been good to me. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough for his goodness. Amen. Also, just a reminder for those that came in late next Saturday, Pastor Harper is having their book bag giveaway, their community event. Amen. And he was so kind. You know, Pastor, he was out there working like everybody else. Matter of fact, they had to wash down the zip line. He said, give me the bucket and the rag. He said, I had to go over here to look. I came over here to work. Amen. So we're going to ask, even if you can't see the whole thing, for the men that can, I know it's, I think it's just interference with the education of the men that can, if we could be there at 9 o'clock, just have them set up. We normally go all the time, they have set up. And I guess, what's your DJ name, Mr. Anthony? You have a DJ name? Oh, all right. Everybody got a DJ name. DJ. You can't just be a DJ. We're going to make up a name for him, but he's going to be DJing the event as well, amen? All right, so let us stand. We just stand. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. I'm going to be good. It's hard for me not to be good. But I'm going to be good. I ain't got no trouble in any kind of way, any kind of place, amen. I just use this one. Let me use yours, matter of fact. You know what it is? It's, at night, we don't have a problem because they don't have as many frequencies on the same channel as our mics.
But during the daytime, there's a lot of frequencies that are on the same channel. Amen. So, one thing about having a corded mic, you can't move around much. Okay, you can't move around much, but you can move around if it brings it on. So, I got this. To stand still. I got this one. Amen. So, 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. You know, normally I pray and talk to get a message hard on Sunday, but amen. About, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock this morning, the Lord woke me up and gave me this message. Amen. So I know something has to be meant for someone to wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, Lord, I don't need to be awake right now. I got to try to drive tomorrow. I need to go back to sleep. Amen. But he just kept talking, so I kept listening. Amen. So it's so important. Many start off well with God. but because of trials and hardship, they wind up turning their backs on God. I'm encouraging you today, don't let nothing cause you to turn around. Amen. Hold on to God. The Bible says, there's a song that says, He'll hold on to God. We'll hold on to His unchanging hand. God never changes. So God never lets go of us, but we can let go of God. So I encourage you today, whatever the hardships may be, don't lose your focus, but keep your focus on God. 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, just one verse of scripture. And this is when Asa took over to be king. And the scripture said, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Once again, when he took over, when he started off, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He wasn't concerned about anyone else. And if you go and read that, the Bible lets us know that because God was dealing with him, Asa entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. The scripture said, he said, whoever is in Israel, at this time it would have been Judah, because Israel had been assembled. He said, whoever is in Judah that will not agree to seek the Lord shall be put to death. And that's a serious covenant. Amen. And the scripture said he was so serious about being king and restoring spiritual order. How many know it's important to have spiritual order? Amen. A lot of us have order in our house, but the question is, do we have spiritual order? So he was so concerned about restoring the spiritual order that he renewed the altar that was torn down. And he even removed his grandmother from being queen. You know, it's hard when you have to make a move against your parents and grandparents. But he wanted to honor God most of all. Amen. So he was serious. So when he started off, he started, can look at somebody and say, he started off right. He started off right. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. And this is it. Now, he started off right. This is 36 years later. He started off doing the right thing. Verse 1 reads, in the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasa, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the Lord's house. Wait a minute. If it's in the Lord's house, who does it belong to? The Lord. Right? So sometimes your hardship will cause you to mess with God's money. I ain't got too many lines there. Your hardships. When you can't see your way, you mess with God's money. Right? I'm just saying what happened. I know y'all were talking about that, but Asa was in need. So he was messing with God's money. Let's see what God does when he messes up with his money. Alright? So in the beginning he took away and restored. Now he's taking away what doesn't belong to him. It belongs to God. Amen. Out of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with the Asa, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ajon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali. Now we're going to skip down to verse 7. Amen? And at that time, Hanani the seer, God always got a man of God. Now you can choose to listen or you can choose to disobey. Amen? Sent a man of God by the name of Hanani the seer to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God. Today, look at somebody, you have to rely on God. It might be bad, but God is still in control. You still got to rely on the Lord thy God. Amen. He says, then he goes on to say, we're not the Ethiopians and the Libyans, a host with very many chariots and horses. Yet because thou is big on the screen, help me out. Because thou didst rely on the Lord, he amen. Because he did it, rely on the Lord thy God, he did deliver them into thy hand. Why? For the eyes of the Lord If someone is telling me something, I am not going to get angry, especially when they're representing God. So when Asa started off doing what was good and what was right. But then when he gets corrected for the error of his way, he gets angry with the man of God. And not only did he get angry, but he put him in a prison house. For he was in a rage with them because of Asa the king. The man of God is trying to help you out so you're not in trouble with God. But he got angry. Didn't just get angry, he put him in prison. Because he didn't like what he said. Can we just say, Lord help me? And they used to oppress some of the people at the same time. Verse 12. And Asa in the 30th and 9th year of his reign. So in 36, he gets mad. He takes God's money. How many know God gets it 3 years and get it right? Lord, I thank you. Because his mercies are new every morning. 3 years later, he was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physician. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're not here this morning because we've been all so good and so righteous. Lord, we're not even here because we pray so hard. Lord, we're not here because we don't have a whole lot of God that we've done wrong in your sight. But we're here this morning because your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, great is our faithfulness. Lord, we're here, hallelujah, because when the devil and the death angels tried to take us out, Lord, you stood between us. Lord, we're here this morning in the name of Jesus. Because when other people tried to take us out, Lord, you stood between. And Lord, for that we say thank you. And Lord, we ask you to send a word to heal. Send a word to deliver. Lord, send a word to set free. Lord, set somebody free this morning who came in troubled and hard. Set somebody free this morning who came in troubled in mind and troubled in spirit. Lord, just move in this place and send a mighty anointing. And for this we thank you in the church in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. So we read, just for the sake of reference, Asa started off, he was young and he was tender before God. Just like many when you first got saved, just remember when you first got saved. We can sing a song. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody stop you from getting to God. Amen. I got to get to Jesus for myself when you first started out. Remember how excited you were? Amen. You couldn't wait to get to church to testify. Amen. I know if you were like me when I first got saved, I didn't have a job, so I couldn't pay tithes. I couldn't pay offers. When people would walk up there to pay offering, I had to put my head down and act like I was reading some scriptures. Because I was too embarrassed to pay offerings. But then in the process of time, when God did bless me, I was glad. I said I was glad. I was glad to give back to God, to tell God thank you. Because God had blessed me. Amen. I didn't even have an apartment to live in. I was in college when I got saved. Didn't even have a home. I had to live with people from month to month and from year to year. Hallelujah, but God is good. How many know he's good? Amen. I stayed faithful to God. Yes, there were hard times. Even when we got married, we had hard times. Amen. Many times we didn't have food to eat. But we still paid our tithes and gave our offering. What much? But we gave what we had. We were like the woman that had the two mites. The Bible said Jesus stood over the offering. And he watched and said, cast in. I can't walk far, I'm gonna walk somewhere. He watched and said, he stood and said, cast in their offerings. And everybody else cast in out of their abundance. And a poor widow came. And she only threw in two mites. The Bible said Jesus stopped everything. He said, you have cast in out of your abundance. But this poor woman has cast in all that. week after month after month. Then finally, I called them back. They said, oh, don't worry about the school loan. It's been paid in full. I didn't pay it because I couldn't hardly afford to eat. But I was faithful in my, look at somebody said a little bit. Because all I had was a little bit. But I know how long that came, but I'm so glad. Amen. That God made a way for me. And I know a lot of you have those testimonies too. Because I've heard. But I started off right. It was some rocky times as we went along. Amen. I've been saved since 1976. So for any of you that can count, you know I've been saved for 42 years. Lord willing, coming in November. So I've been saved a long time. But I'm so glad I got a testimony. I never lost my hope. I never lost my joy. I never lost my praise. And most of all, I never lost my faith. Did you have hard times? Yes. Did you have a difficult time? Yes. But I know where my help came from. So I was constantly lifting my eyes to the hills from which comes my help. And how many know my help coming from the Lord? And when the psalm is right there, he said, my help comes from the Lord. Well, what do you know about the Lord? He made heaven and he made earth. And he made everything in between. So if God can make heaven and earth, is there anything? God, I think. Is there anything? So Asa started off where? Asa started off doing spiritual reformation. He started off cleansing. He got rid of all the idols. He got rid of even his grandmother that was queen because he wanted to do what was right. The scripture says in 14:2, he did what was right. How? In the eyes of the Lord. So today you need to do what's right. How? Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord was dealing with me about. Today, people are trying to impress or trying to be, you know how sometimes if you do the right thing, you might lose some friends. If you do the right thing, you might lose family members. So when we get to a position, and I'm just, you can talk to me and you don't have to, no matter. God gave me to say what you want. Y'all already know, don't matter. If y'all want to say ouch, I'll say so. So sometimes we turn our back on God because of people. Amen. We lose our hope in God. Well, that relationship didn't work, God. You promised me this and you promised me that. And look at my life. I'm falling apart. Everything is falling apart. Then we turn our back and we walk away from God. I like what the Lord asked the children of Judah in the book of Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter. He said, what iniquity have you found in me? Lord said, why are you turning your back on me? Why are you backsliding on me when I've been so good to you? He said, what iniquity have you found in me? Well, the iniquity wasn't in God. The problem was you were listening to all of the voices. And these other voices don't bring you to God. They bring you away from God. So early in Asa, we're going to follow his story. Early in Asa's reign, he did what was good and what was right. A lot of times we do some good stuff, but we don't always do what was right. Now listen, he was so serious about his relationship with God. He did what was good and what was right. Amen. Anything that was in the way, Asa removed it. He said, listen, I'm so serious about God and our covenant. If you don't agree to seek the Lord, you want to be put to death. Whether you're male, female, young, or old. That's how serious he was about serving God. But then we fast forward 36 years later. Lord, what happened between those years? What changed? Because we know God doesn't change because Jesus Christ is the what? Same. The Bible kind of says God changes not. He's the same. So what changed? It wasn't God. But in the process of time, hardships, trials, tests, disappointments, letdowns, changed Asa. So the scripture said, now when Asa gets in one of those trouble times, how many know whether you live saved or unsaved, you're going to have trouble?
Yes.
Even if you're not saved, you're going to have trouble. I'm going to have trouble, but I don't want to be in trouble by myself. If I'm going to be in trouble, I want to run to the one that's higher than me. If I'm in trouble,
He's allowed time to wilt him. W-I-E-L-D. He's allowed hardships to wilt him. Not W-I-E-L-D. It means those hardships, those trials, those problems took authority over him. They took power over him. So now in his trouble, he doesn't go to God like he used to. Now he goes to people because hardship has beat him up. Anybody feel like you beat up? You don't have to raise your hand, just raise your arm. Anybody feel like they are all beat up? I'm all walked on, I'm all knocked down. Hallelujah. Things I thought would never happen has happened to me. I thought it would be the best thing, being saved. Being saved is the best thing. But I've had hardships. I've had trouble. I've had trial. And then it's beating me up. So because Asa allowed his hardship to have a greater influence on him than the Lord his God, he does something that the prophet said was foolish. Instead of relying on God, now he's relying on man. I wonder how many of us today have not what we used to be. So our message today is very simple. You started off good. You started off doing what's right. The question is, what went wrong? Yes, you started off right. I don't point at nobody, so you always have to my head. You started off right. What? Asa, you started off right. What went wrong? The 36th year, when he does wrong, God sends a man of God to try to help correct him. And instead of Asa saying, wait, I remember it, and then what the man of God does is he takes him back to the beginning, when he had all of the difficult hardships. When the Nubians and the Ethiopians came against him, I believe they were over a million men, and God made a way for him out of no way. And I believe in that case, God fought the battle. He didn't even have to fight. So the man of God said, listen, I'm trying to take you back to when you first believed. I'm trying to take you back to when you first received. Amen. But instead of Asa having a heart that was humble and submissive, he got angry. Lord, thank you. If somebody's trying to help you out and they're telling you what's right, no matter how much it hurt, don't get angry. Let them help you. So the scripture says he got angry. And the man of God said, listen, you have done foolish. You haven't done the right thing. Because the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself. God said, I'm going to show I can deliver you no matter how bad your situation is, but you've got to stay in me. God said, I'll make a way for you, but you've got to stay in me.
Lord, I might have some problems. I'll go to the physician, but I won't rely on the physician. I rely on Jehovah Rapha, God, my healer. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus is the great physician. How many know he's a great physician? This is not a problem. It's like Jesus. They say, you heal others. Now heal yourself. Jesus said, I have a purpose and I have a call on my life. You can't make me do something that God does not have in his will for me. You hear me? You can't make me do something that God does not have in his will for me. So since God has it in his will for me, I'm going to hang on the cross. You can try and talk me. You can do everything you can, but I'm staying with Jesus. You can't turn it around. Hallelujah. So physician, heal yourself. Jesus said, I am the physician.
Present yourself unto God. What?
Living.
Christ had to be killed. But God said, now I want you to do the reverse. I don't want you to kill yourself, but I want you to present yourself as a living sacrifice. You know what you're telling God? Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Whatever you tell me to go, I'll go. God, I won't fight you. I won't resist you because I'm a living sacrifice. And first thing I'm going to do as a sacrifice is I'm not going to be a sinner. So I'm going to be holy. And I'm going to do what's good and I'm going to do what's acceptable unto God. Right? He said, and be not the world has power. Jesus has Satan is the God of this world. He had some power, but his power is limited. So what happened is the world has power, so the world starts shaping your life. I'm in church. Well, if I'm in church, why is the world shaping my life? Because I am being wielded. W-I-E-L-D-E-D, wielded. That means the world is trying to take authority over your life. And if you don't make a stand for God, the world
do that.
Y'all with me? You can't say I used
you have not had a transformation. When there's a transformation, the adult you should have no resemblance to the infant you. Y'all with me? There should be a what? A change that's come over your life. You shouldn't look the same. You shouldn't act the same. You shouldn't talk the same. Amen. When I got saved, it was hard. I had to let go of a lot of my friends I grew up with. And the reason I had to let them go is because the Bible said, how can two walk together? Our great doesn't say that. How can two agree? As I say, be as one. So I couldn't be with them because in order for me, I'm saying, my testimony. Can I give my testimony?
Amen.
You can do whatever you want. You're still all good. I guarantee you something along the way. If you don't make a sin, something will happen.
Right.
So, like I say, my friends, my neighbors, we grew up since we were little. But they were doing stuff. When I went with them, the only way I would fit is I had to do what they did. So, my best friend, I hadn't seen many years. I was at RPI. He went in the Coast Guard. I went home. We saw each other. He said, go out. Yeah, I'll go out. Just duly saved. And we go somewhere and they're doing everything that the world does. Now I don't have to give you no examples. Everything wrong that the world does. I got home that night, God was beating me up from the inside out. I was like, I can't go there no more. Because the only way I can go with them is I do what they do. So I didn't tell my mom I was saved. She said, are you okay, son? You don't do nothing no more. All you do is stay in the house. Because the people I hang with don't do what I do. Because I made a stand. So I couldn't do what they were doing. Thank God I didn't do it and I wound up saved. A whole lot of my other classmates, Mark out, they did what they were doing and they wound up lost. But I made a stand for God. Amen. Why? Because there was a metamorphosis. There was a change. I wasn't the same person that I used to be. God changed me. Can we say hallelujah? And if you don't make a stand for God, go to Jeremiah 17, 5. If you don't make a stand for God, this is what happened to Asa. Asa was concerned about pleasing people. If you please people, you cannot please God. The Bible said, beware of you when all men speak well of you. If everybody is talking about how great you are and they don't see the God in you, the Bible says beware. But it says, thus says the Lord. What's that next word?
Curse.
All right, well, I'm going to just get it on the screen so all y'all can see it. Is it up there?
Yes.
Thus said the Lord, what?
Curse.
Curse be the man of what?
Trust in man.
You can't trust in man.
Right.
I don't care who the man is. Your greatest trust has to be in who?
God.
Did the prophet tell Asa, he said, you've done foolishly. Because you have not relied on the Lord, but you relied. So curse be the man that trusts in man who's what? Who make it? I just gotta have a lot of people around me because as long as I got a lot of people around me, I got help. No, you need the Lord.
Amen.
Well, what was the problem with making flesh his heart? His arm is his heart.
Heart departed from the Lord.
His heart departed from the Lord. Amen. Don't get quiet.
Amen.
That's all right. Stay quiet. Just let this change you. Amen. If you've been saved for any period of time, this is a week, it's too long to go back. If you've been saved for any period, don't allow your confidence and trust in man to make you lose your hope in God. And let's close in Isaiah the 31st chapter. This is my last verse, because I was supposed to be out of the area anyway. Now we say the world does what it wills its power over us. Y'all with
me? Amen.
The world loves its power. In other words, it's like, you know what the world is? The world is a spiritual blacksmith. You know what a blacksmith does? It heats up iron and shapes it. It beats it. Unfortunately, the guy in Cahos found out he wasn't a blacksmith. He burned down there at the village. It's sad to say, right? But that's what the world does. It heats us up. Then when it heats us up, it takes a hammer and it beats us. It's trying to what? Shape us. It's trying to form us into conforming to the world. Amen. So Egypt is a type of. So the Bible says, woe unto them that go down to
You can't go to the world for help. Are you with me?
Amen.
And stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are the armed of flesh. I trust that I'm going to be safe in this environment. Listen, when you're dealing with the devil, it could be a million people, and if you're in sin and the devil wants to take you out, you'll be the only one to get saved. But if you have God, it could be a million people, and you'll be the only one to make it. Do you understand? So your confidence has to be in God. And in horses are very strong, but they look not unto the whole of Israel.
Seek the Lord.
Nor seek the Lord. As we all stand. We start off doing what was good. We start off doing what was right. But the question is, what happened? You start off on fire for God. You start off talking about the goodness of Jesus. Everywhere you went, you were telling people you need to get saved. You need to be in the ark of safety. What happened? You start off testifying. Amen. As the doors of the church were open, you couldn't run, wait to get to church. But the world wielded its power over you and began to shape you. So the question is, what happened? You need to get back with God if you're away from God. Amen. If you're trusting more in flesh than God, the prophet told the man of God, told Asa, that you have done foolish. Our confidence, our trust today has to be in God. So if you're drifting, it's time to come back. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
If you know for any reason that your life is out of harmony with God, we need, somebody say, come back.
Come back.
I pray every day. It's a battle to walk with God. It's a battle. It's a fight. Right? The devil's on our onslaught trying to turn the people of God around. Because he's in the numbers game with God. The devil is determined to have more than God. But if you stand in God, if you be firm with God, if you say, I'm not going to let nothing or nobody turn me around, God will make a way for you. You have to make your stand, though, because the moment you compromise and it's all dependent on man, the Bible said we have done foolishly. I encourage everyone today, Jesus is the best thing. Can we say Jesus?
Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus
is the best thing,
that
ever happened to me. Now walk in there. Don't allow your hardships, don't allow your trials, don't allow your difficulty to drive a wedge between you and God. Because all God has to do is speak the word. All God has to do is speak the word. Tell God, I said, Lord, I'm committed to you. I may have walked out of the way, Lord, but I'm coming back. Lord, I may have gone astray, Lord, but I'm returning to the God of my salvation. The psalmist said it was until I went into the sanctuary, then I said, I lay in. The house of God is where God opened the ears and eyes of our understanding. We need God to give.
Just say from the depths of your heart, that was for me. But stop saying, that's a good message for somebody else. That was for me. Because in all fairness, we've all been there where we're not as strong as we think we are sometimes. And we don't do those things that got us where we are. We stop doing the basics. We stop trusting in God. We stop coming to church on time. Doesn't matter after a while. It doesn't matter if I show up late or not. Doesn't matter if I'm going to be there or not. I don't have to call the pastor and let him know what I'm doing. I'm missing two weeks, 3 weeks. Doesn't matter. We've all been there where we get a little bit relaxed. But God doesn't want us relaxed after that, man. He wants us to be relaxed in Him. But today, the question was, what went wrong? And you know the sad about that question is, you really don't know. You can't put your finger on it yourself. Somebody sometimes has to tell you, hey, your slip is showing. Your shirt is crooked. You really can't see it because you're right in the middle of it. Well, the man of God spoke to you and me today. What went wrong? Something went wrong. Let's stop thinking it's somebody else. That wasn't for me. I'm all right. I'm an elder. I'm a preacher. I'm an usher. I'm this. I'm that. You know what we are? We're a child of God. We need to humble ourselves today. And just from the depths of our heart, Lord, let's ask that question we asked when we first got here. What wilt thou have me to do? It's a beautiful thing that God has creation speaking out in science and in nature of how you're supposed to change into something beautiful. God has everything speaking to his glory. Can you imagine that? Even the blacksmith. That is supposed to represent, that's to be forged into something nice. But we allow the world to forge us into something not so nice. But today, after hearing the word of God, we can make a change in an instant. We can turn it around right now. We can repent in our mind and in our heart right now. And if there's someone here, you just don't know Jesus, we want to open up the altar for you to come to the altar at this time. You can get salvation today. Come to the altar today. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. He's married to the backslider. He's married to the backslider. I remember the one comedian always says, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. But that's how God is. He loves us. There's nothing we can do about his love. So whatever your need is today, come to the altar. Maybe you want to get back on track. Maybe you're not so lifted up in pride that this is going by the wayside and you want to come get it right. Come to the altar at this time. God is a loving Father. He knows every struggle we go through. He knows all about it. He has a special kind of love for the saints of God. He has a special kind of love for you, and you got to realize that. Your God loves you. He knows all about your struggle. Every little ache and pain you go through, he knows all about it. Come to the altar. Receive your blessing. Let it be between you and God. Let's stop being all nosy about who else is doing this and who's doing that. But what is God doing with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you brought us together to be.